Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live at Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton, North Dakota, with What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the Northern Plains, from the mothership, 550 K-Fire.
This is Mark Mandan.
AM 1100 The Flag, the patriotic blowtorch of the valley. AM 1090 KTGO and AM 1460 in Dickinson. Glad you're tuned in wherever you are. Of course, globally, with your iHeartRadio app, works as well. Or any of the flagfamily.com website, kfire.com website, whatever works. Hey, we are in Castleton, North Dakota today at Carrie's Kitchen. And we are here because Wednesday is our talk radio town hall day. Congressman Kevin Cramer is doing a number of events around the state. He does Coffee with Cramer events. And they had one scheduled for Castleton, so we said, how about combining these events? We've done that before. We actually did it in Watford City one time when we thought we'd do it on this end of the state. So you'll have an opportunity either to call in and ask your questions for Congressman Cramer or join us live at Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton. I'd suggest, if you can, coming to Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton for all the amazing sweet treats that are here. They have a great, wonderful menu here that is just fantastic. I had a great breakfast. In fact, Todd, what I've done since you're stuck back at the studio
as I
posted on Facebook a couple of options for you. And they have these little mini pies. So you check it out, see what you think. Take a look and let me know what you select.
Right.
And we'll make sure that you get some.
Rub it in. But you're there. I'm here. Rub it in. Go ahead.
They have mini pies. You know, they look like a regular pie. You know, by regular pie, I mean the typical size pie that comes out of the oven. But it's
the
smaller version.
What's either or thing? Like you can't have breakfast and then have a pie for dessert or something.
Yeah, I guess you could. You could have both,
okay.
Sure.
Don't give me this either-or thing. I'll take both.
I had a really good sausage, egg, cheese, it's not a biscuit, more like a bun, like a regular bun, just really good sandwich, really good. Breakfast sandwich is
like
really good.
Like a homemade bun, too, not one of those store-bought things.
Exactly. This is as good as they serve at probably Baker Boy out there in, you know, Dickinson. The really, really good stuff. They put them in those fine restaurants.
Wait a minute. Was there sausage in that and you had bacon?
Yeah, bacon was on the side there.
Right.
Yeah, I might have.
What was in the bun?
It was sausage, egg, and cheese.
So you had sausage and bacon. Wow.
Yeah, thanks. Look at you, huh? I'm a little side of bacon because I can't go anywhere and not have bacon. It's just I'm addicted to bacon. I think we were
from the Department of Redundancy Department. Every time you say sausage or bacon, I'm going to remind you today.
Exactly right.
You can have both. It's okay.
Now, I also, and I'm long overdue with this, but looks like May 8th this was sent. A nice little note from Joan Anderson in Grace City, North Dakota. We were asking a question on the air one day, as we often do, what's the best burger in North Dakota, right? And where's the best breakfast sandwich? Where's the best pie? These are things that, you know, we're always asking because it's a good excuse to get out. And Joan sent a gift certificate for a double bacon cheeseburger and french fries at the Schoolhouse Cafe in Grace City, North Dakota. So I want you to know, Joan, since the second I opened this, I've had it in a very special place, just waiting to align my calendar with this gift certificate. So we definitely will be in Grace City at some point. Don't know when, but thank you for that. That's very kind. Our listeners are just amazing. So thank you so much for that. She says, by the way, best burger in North Dakota, bar none. Try it. Okay, well, you had me at, you know, burger, so I'm going to try it. There's no doubt about it. I will give it the full assessment on the program. All right, my friends, and by the way, we're getting a ton of feedback on something I only had a chance to mention briefly yesterday, and that was the idea of a daily recognition. I was so moved by the Memorial Day celebrations that were going on that I said, we got to find a way at least once a day to mention somebody that served in Vietnam. And I picked Vietnam specifically because I just don't think we've done enough to thank them. I know we haven't. Anyway, same thing there. Emails, calls, suggestions, a lot of really neat ideas coming in. Trust me, we're going to do this. I mean, again, for a group of folks that had to endure being spit on, to come back to baby killer signs, which, by the way, still happens. And I'm flabbergasted by that, but we had a call from a mom who has a son stationed at a Marine base in California, and they have people protesting outside of our own U.S. Marine barracks with signs that say baby killer. I mean, it's just incredible. So, and I certainly go back to what those folks endured in Vietnam who were doing their part. So we're on that, and we are going to do that without question. So I just got a note from the former governor of the great state of North Dakota, a fellow by the name of Ed Schaefer. He just texted me a note and said, if you want people to come to Carrie's Kitchen, you better give the address. I guess I just assume in small towns folks can find it. But it's on Front Street in, is it 7-something Front Street? I'll find the exact address here from Carrie. But it is on Front Street, and I'll tell you this. If you come in off of 94, you come in a few miles into Castleton, and you're heading north, okay? And when you hit Front Street, you then want to go east, okay? And you're literally half a block off of the main drag coming in. And right between Hardware Hank and the Cass County Farm Bureau on Front Street is Carrie's Kitchen. And Ed, we'll see you here. I hope to see you here in a few minutes to join the fun. And anybody else listening today, glad to know our former governor and former U.S. Ag Secretary is listening. One of my favorite people on the planet. So thank you for that, Ed, and we'd love to see you. But it's a good reminder. Not everybody knows where Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton is. Now you do. But come on in and find us and join the fun here today. We're going to have a good time. I'll find that. I have a pile, like you can't believe, a stack of stuff. I'm sure that'll surprise you, Todd.
A pile.
Would choke a horse here. But I have the schedule.
Why does everybody want to choke horses?
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for all the long way of saying thank you for all of the comments that we're getting on the Vietnam vets, because we are going to do something. You obviously, we hit a nerve there and we want to do it. So looking forward to making every day Memorial Day here on What's on Your Mind. Very important. Here's how this works. You talk, we listen. You tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We know more now about the situation in Grand Forks with the Walmart shooting. A 21-year-old airman has been identified as the shooter at the Walmart Supercenter in South Grand Forks. Marcel Willis, active duty at Grand Forks Air Force Base. Not a lot of clues. Interestingly enough, he posted on his Twitter account a few minutes before, "Go Hawks," and then another post on Facebook about a few hours before, something to the effect of love my family. And
the last thing he had posted on Twitter was RIP me and a little something else. I don't remember the whole thing.
RIP me, like, and love something about loving. That, I think, was Facebook, though, wasn't it? I think that was Facebook, and then Twitter was Go Hawks, so obviously it had nothing to do with anything. But, you know, whatever. I mean, I think it's impossible not to try and want to sort of understand it and get underneath it and, you know, ask the questions. Why did he lose hope? Did he have mental illness? Was there a substance abuse issue? Was he doing a copycat shooting spree and, you know, just decided he wanted to take his own life? You look at a 21-year-old individual who, according to acquaintances, was, you know, sharp young man, doing well in the Air Force, was getting married this fall.
There's some element of premeditation going on here. They're going to post what he posted, so the question is, what was going on? We don't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah, because obviously if you want to take his own life, he could have just done that right where he was. He doesn't go in and then randomly, evidently this was just random. Just random, boom, shot three Walmart employees, actually fired at three Walmart employees, killed one, injured another. The woman is in satisfactory condition. And then the third, he missed. So we know that. Here's something pretty extraordinary about the police report that I found. 1:04 a.m., the public safety answering point in Grand Forks received the first call. They dispatched at 1:05. The first officers arrived on the scene at 1:08 a.m. Can you believe that? I mean, that's incredible. I'm not one of these people that when an incident like this happens, I think the sky's falling. I am one that says, gosh, isn't it great that this is so rare here? It's sad. There is crime here. I don't think you want to take anything for granted. I mean, lock your doors and be vigilant and know that these things can happen here too. But they are not an everyday occurrence. It does not mean
I've lived in places where if the cops are called to Walmart, you never even hear about it.
Yeah, how about that? 4 minutes. In the middle of the night, no less. I mean, I thought that was pretty extraordinary. I really thought that was That was nothing short of amazing. They have identified now the individuals as well in this particular case. And one, a 70-year-old retired man, and the other woman who is in satisfactory condition now at All True Hospital. Our thoughts and prayers certainly go out to them. But in my mind, we're not going to know. We are simply not going to know. That's just all there is to it. So we can ask why, when, and how, and, you know, we're just simply not going to know. Greg Weiland, a 70-year-old male Grand Forks resident, Walmart employee, is the deceased victim. Lisa Braun, 47-year-old female Grand Forks resident, Walmart employee. I understand that Greg was a retired farmer and just liked doing that for a couple extra bucks. And, you know, senseless, sad, and awful every step of the way. But you know what? Evil happens. It just does. And thankfully, it's darn rare here, and we're not going to forget about this tomorrow. Folks in Grand Forks will remember this a long time. What's your take? 800-228-0550. Give us a call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices. Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading into the fields. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around the equipment. Avoid baggy clothing that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep and don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo, take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com, click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I wonder if anybody finds it a little bit hypocritical that the same people that would protest our best and bravest soldiers, calling them baby killers, would also be the ones you'd find protesting an anti-abortion rally? Yeah. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Have a good day.
That's an interesting point I hadn't thought of, but it reminds me of a call we received the other day when we were discussing this on that very point that we didn't get to. I'll I'll come back to that in just a moment here, but very interesting point. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Whether you want to talk about that, or whether you want to talk about what happened in Grand Forks, what's your take on that? And when you hear about it, when you get the facts, what do you think? I think there's two groups of people. I think one group of people tend to suggest the sky is falling. I use that term a lot, but by that I mean that, you know, this is awful, this is terrible, and, you know, this terrible crime is coming here. Some people that don't like oil and gas development, see, this is what happens when you have all these people come here, you know, which, of course, has nothing to do with anything that happened in Grand Forks at all. I mean, I guess that they just want a culprit, right? They want a culprit and want to be able to say, oh, this is why it's happening. You can't point to a culprit. You can't. I mean, people tend to do things that are evil, bad, awful. Thankfully, in very small numbers. I happen to believe the vast majority of people are good. I really do. I really believe that, especially in this part of the world. But, you know, bad people do bad things, and thankfully they are in short supply around here, but when it happens, it smacks you in the face. I think there's another group of people, another camp that says, and I'd probably be closer to this camp, count your blessings that this is still news here, that this isn't a weekly occurrence, okay?
As a guy who's lived in major cities, not to try to put myself, you know, on some pedestal or something, but I grew up in inner city Minneapolis. I grew up in a crime-infested area in Columbus, Ohio, where I had a gun put to my face. We still have it much better in North Dakota than pretty much everywhere else in the country. So I'm not going to be able to be with that crowd that says, oh, you're going to end up just like every other big... No. We have a long ways to go before we get to that point.
Absolutely. We're in Castleton today at Carrie's Kitchen for a Talk Radio Town Hall event. Congressman Kevin Cramer hosting a Coffee with Cramer event, and we do the weekly Talk Radio Town Hall, so we've combined the two events up, which means you can call them and ask your questions after the bottom of the hour here, doing it a little different time than usual. Half of this hour and half of next, as a matter of fact, so you can call in your questions or stop by and see us if you're nearby at Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton today, okay? Let's see here. Another call waiting that came in a moment ago, 800-228-0550. By the way, if you have a question or comment, two options when you call. You call that number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. When you call the number, you have an option to press 1 and leave a message, or press 2 and give us your comment on the air. Just tell us your name, ask your question to Congressman Cramer or whatever. Here's that comment. Listen and see if you agree.
Ah, hang on just a second here.
That was not the comment that I was referring to.
I got too many windows open at one time.
With regards to that shooting in Grand Forks by the young airman, the things they need to look at would be, had he just been turned down for promotion or perhaps orders to another base? Also, his family background, what city did he come from? And is he a closet Muslim? Thank you. Bye.
All right. I wonder why he would think he's a closet Muslim. Just the random violence thing, maybe? I don't know. That would have... I mean, again, they're going to look at every one of these things without question. I think most of what you suggest, they're probably on their radar already.
Are they throwing around the word ISIS or the term ISIS yet?
I haven't heard anything of the sort there at all.
Okay.
And, you know, normally I think you would go to, you know, in some of the social media, which they have, which hasn't shown any signs there. In fact, talking about a trip to Nashville, where I think he was from, bringing his fiance, and, you know, a lot of anticipation and joy about the upcoming wedding. So not a lot of clues, but again, sometimes they're not going to be. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
we're all
exactly.
Asking why, but you're just not going to know. But I think we do know this: mental illness. I think a pretty safe bet, or some sort of, substance abuse problem, or to the other caller's part, could terrorism be possible? I guess, but I don't see a lot of clues that would lead me there. What's your take?
800. We may not have any of the above.
Right. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's another call that came in on a topic relating to our concern over how Vietnam vets were treated. And
hi, I just wanted to make a comment about the signs going up around where military are located, commenting and saying baby killers, and like when the Vietnam vets came back, you know, they got spit on and were called baby killers. How ironic that anyone would call any of our men and women in the military baby killers. America's government has become the biggest proponent and supporter of killing the preborn babies. So our government should be called baby killers. Don't call our servicemen and women who are called up by our country to serve and to go over and do what they are ordered to do, or when they're given orders. Nobody has given any orders except our Congress and our government in support of abortion. The biggest baby killer in this world is America. So don't call our servicemen and women baby killers. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good point. I totally understand where you're going there. I actually hadn't thought of either caller's angle on this previously, which is why I love this audience. Always brings something to the table, makes us think. I'd like to live in a world where we don't call anybody baby killer. We need to recognize that's what abortion is, because I believe that's what it is, in my mind, without question. On the other hand, that's just a factual statement. The name-calling of, hey, government, you're baby killers, or hey, Vietnam vet, you're baby killers, is just tough. Tough all the way around. Let's get Bill and Bismarck in here with your take. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, and ditto to what that lady just said. The guy that called up giving advice to the investigators in Grand Forks, why don't we let the professionals handle this situation? If you're a show, you can air whatever you want, but why put a clown like that on the air? He's telling the police what to look for. I think they probably have a clue what to do. So.
All right. Well, everybody has their opinion, and as long as it's not, over the top, we're gonna let them have a say. I don't think law enforcement's beyond, taking input from the public, but I'm guessing you're right. They thought of most of those things. Ed Minot, quickly, if you would, what's on your mind?
I'm curious why so many of these bizarre things seem to happen at Walmart all the time. Always, something going on at Walmart.
That's a fair question. I don't know. I mean, I think they have more of their fair share. You don't hear them happening at Target unless it's tackling somebody for a big screen TV or something at, Black Friday. But you're right, Ed. Congressman Kevin Cramer takes your calls on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Carrie's Kitchen, Castleton. We're live next. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind a vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back. We're live at Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton. Do you know the address here, Congressman Kramer?
It's 701.
Is it 7 front, something I knew?
701 Front. Okay. Front Street? I think so.
Because a former boss of yours.
How do I know that? I don't even know. I must have looked at it on my calendar.
A former boss of yours sent me a note and said if you'd like people to come to Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton, you should give the address. See, I just figure being a small town guy, you say Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton, everybody knows where it is.
Everybody in Castleton knows, but.
Certainly, yeah.
What if they come from Leonard? Or Kindred.
So he has a point.
He has a point.
Yeah. And it is, after all, our former governor and ag secretary, Ed Schaefer. So
I presumed.
So now they know.
I haven't had that many bosses, Scott.
Kevin knew the answer, thankfully. So, Ed, I hope you're okay.
Oh, I hope I'm right. I don't know.
We are in Castleton at Carrie's Kitchen today for the Talk Radio Town Hall and Coffee with Kramer event, combining the two. And folks will be asking questions here in person at Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton today. And you've been so busy visiting with your constituents, you haven't had a chance to have a cup of coffee or a treat yet, have
no,
you?
No, but right now, okay, since you brought up the treat thing.
Yeah.
First of all, coffee for me is a treat.
Yeah.
Even though I abuse it every day, it is a treat. But the smells in this room are a little bit
unbelievable?
Over the top.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're unbelievable.
Yeah, they're really, really good. Yeah, they're I'm just deciding between pies for when I leave here, which one I'm going to take home.
But you being the expert pie.
Trying my best to be a pie
North
connoisseur.
Dakota.
Yeah,
you
exactly
are that.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's the drill. If you have a question or comment for our radio audience listening all across the Northern Plains, it's welcome, as it always is, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And also, we have microphones here. One right next to Congressman Kramer, and another that'll roam around. So just raise your hand if you have a question, and we will come on over to you and ask that question of you as well. I have to ask you about this the significance of this Fifth Circuit Court ruling on the. We've gotten a lot of calls when you've been on the program about President Obama's executive order on immigration.
Yeah.
It was challenged, and Speaker Boehner, to his credit, and others have said that's the way we're going to fix this thing. We're going to take it dead on the constitutionality of it in the Supreme Court. What is the significance of this Fifth Circuit Court ruling?
Okay, so the Fifth Circuit Court ruling upholds the previous ruling by the Fifth Circuit Court judge in Texas. What the ruling is, and I think it's important to differentiate. So the president's order was... You know, basically what it did is it provided amnesty for about 4 million folks who are here illegally, who happen to be the parents of children who were born in the United States, which is a very specific group of people because, of course, the children are citizens, right? They're born here. So that's the challenge. Now, the president's, it's often referred to as amnesty, overreach, executive overreach. What he did whether you agree with the policy or not, and we can have a discussion about whether you agree or disagree with him offering amnesty to these 4 million people. It's really a deferred action is what it is. But the policy is one thing. The bigger problem for me, and I think for a lot of people, and I certainly for the courts, and by the way, 26 states, including North Dakota, who filed the original lawsuit, is that the president doesn't have the constitutional authority to make these policy decisions on his own. That's the big issue. But the specific Fifth Circuit issue is not even so much, again, about the merits of the policy as it is about an injunction. Right? So, while the court...
Injunction meaning that they're blocked from implementing it.
A block from implementing it. So here's what's really wild, and we can get very confused quickly on this. So the 26 states filed this lawsuit. A federal judge in Texas issued an injunction saying, but barring him, barring the president, barring the, really it's the Department of Homeland Security from implementing this new policy until the courts sort it out. The Justice Department, the DHS, the Obama administration then filed an appeal with the Fifth Circuit Court. About 2 days ago, the appellate court, a small part of it, three members of the court, upheld the injunction. So the administration filed for a stay on the injunction. I know it sounds crazy because a stay and an injunction are the same thing, but you can't use the same term for twice.
Injunction on the injunction.
So it's an injunction on the injunction.
Yeah.
And the court upheld the original injunction. And here's the thing. While the court hasn't ruled on the legality of the president's decision, what they have ruled on is that it is likely to succeed. So an injunction can be issued when there's a strong possibility, at least, that the original lawsuit would be successful.
Is the bottom line here that the president's desire,
yes,
to influence immigration policy through his pen rather,
yes,
than through Congress,
right,
dead through his administration?
That's the problem. And I don't know if that's the ultimate conclusion or not, Scott, because the actual merits of the case will be heard, I think, in July. So it'll be heard yet this year. But I think it's not looking good for the president. Now, I want to be clear on a couple of things, because you did bring up Speaker Boehner. We have answered this question a lot. There have been a lot of people, especially conservatives around the state and the country, that have been less than pleased with the way the Republican Congress has handled this, remembering that we had the DHS funding bill mechanism, the Cromnibus last year, all of which we kept debating this issue and trying to put blocks on the president's overreach, while at the same time, I and several of my colleagues, I think about 113 of us, filed as the amicus brief, along with supporting the 26 states, including North Dakota, in their filing at the court. Why is this important? This is important because this is how the founders designed the three co-equal branches of government to work. So while some people are frustrated that the president does this unilaterally, and then they're frustrated that Congress can't stop him at our own will, realizing we have a divided Congress, realizing there are two co-equal chambers of the Congress, there's also that third body called the courts, and this is how it works, and it's working quite well in this case.
All right. I want to ask you also about the Waters of the U.S. ruling, which supposedly is coming today, the rules, rather proposed rules from the EPA. But let's defer to folks here who have questions. Anybody want to go first here? I've also got Don in Turtle Lake, or Dan in Turtle Lake. We'll get to a caller here, and then I call you a caller. You're not a caller. You're a Coffee with Kramer. What is
participant?
Participant, yes, exactly right. Somebody here live, and then we'll talk to Dan and Turtle Lake. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a few questions. And first, I wanted to thank you for making yourself accessible. People say your vote doesn't matter, but coming out and doing things like this, you definitely make your vote worthwhile, so I appreciate it.
Thank you.
With Waters of the U.S., it's no secret that it's coming, but I read an article yesterday about Obama saying that he is going to use his executive order words that he's used so frequently in the last 6 years, depending on what happens with the rule. What is going to happen? I really think that this rule is bad for everyone, from energy to ag to people on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what things are in place to kind of stop, or what's the map, what's
sure.
the plan?
Okay, so map's a good word. You know, one of the things that I was a typical freshman member of the House of Representatives my first term, last 2 years prior to this year, sitting on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee and Natural Resources Committee when we discovered through a cross-examination and a discovery process in the Science Committee that there was, in fact, that there were secret maps, literally secret maps that the EPA and especially was holding that were probably, and they deny it now, but the only reason we could find for them to have these maps, of especially Western United States, of wetlands and potential wetlands was as part of the process of implementing the Waters of the United States. For those that haven't been spun up on this issue, and this, Scott, may take us into the break, but I'll just keep talking and answering for folks. The Waters of the United States is a specific term in the Clean Water Act. The Clean Water Act has been around for since the early 90s, or I'm sorry, 70, I think it was 1972. And the Clean Water Act identifies very specifically, as per our Constitution, that the jurisdiction over waters belongs to the state in which the water resides. That is the constitutional jurisdiction of water, except for one thing: waters of the United States. Waters of the United States are defined as navigable waters. We understand that. We understand that the Mississippi River carries goods and products, state to state. So interstate commerce under the Commerce Clause is the one area in the Constitution that provides jurisdiction to the federal government. So the waters of the U.S., as a definition, was fairly vague originally. And so in two previous cases, and now this is the third case, the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have tried to define waters of the U.S. more broadly. And twice previously, the courts have said, that you're not supposed to define it more broadly. You're supposed to refine your definition, not to grow jurisdiction, but to define the definition. And here they come this third time with this current rule, with this administration, who is more zealous than any I've ever seen to regulate everything, including every puddle, every stream, every potential wetland, every raindrop, ultimately, by broadening the definition of waters of the U.S. What the EPA and the Corps have not done, they made what I think is a fatal flaw in the process of promulgating the rule, and that is they did not seek a third party or an independent review of the impact on small business. Instead, they certified that the impact would be de minimis or be minimal. Well, they're required by law, as every agency is, to do what's called an RFA, or a Regulatory Flexibility Act assessment. Well, the Small Business Administration has a group called the Office of Advocacy, and I call it a group because it's not the SBA itself. It's like every regulatory agency. It has to have this independent third-party group that does these independent assessments. They did their own assessment of the waters of the U.S. and determined that this rule does in fact broaden the authority of the EPA and the Corps of Engineers, does not further define it, becomes more confusing, that it will have a major impact on small business. And they've asked them to repeal it. So that's the first thing, that it provides tremendous, I think, legal leverage for potential lawsuits, and there are no doubt that there already have been some and there will be some. On the congressional side of it, we have in each session that I've been there, including quite recently, just a few weeks ago, in the first appropriations bill, the water and energy appropriations bill put a restriction, a prohibition on the Corps of Engineers and the EPA from using any money to implement the Waters of the United States rule, which is still in comment period. And then we passed the Regulatory Reform Act a week or two ago that actually repeals the Waters of the U.S. rule. And that'll have to go to the Senate and whatnot. But
we only have a few senators left. But is this back? Will this end up back in court too?
There's no doubt it'll end up in court, and I think it will be successful in overturning it.
Here we go again.
Yeah, here we go. Again.
All right, short break.
Lawyers.
And Congressman Crane will take some more questions during the break. Here, back to the callers after this.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Scott Hammond here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
We are back at Castleton at Carrie's Kitchen with the Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's on Your Mind. 730 Front Street, Castleton is the address, but it's across from Petroserve USA. There's two of those, though, and look for the one that would be the easternmost of Petroserve USA between the Cass County Farm Bureau and Hardware Hank downtown Castleton today with the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota chapter, and we're looking forward to their annual convention less than a month away now, June 25th and 26th, up in Minot, and the speaker lineup keeps getting better. They just added the folks from the new Dakota Access Pipeline that'll be there. Folks from Burlington Northern will be there. Kathy Nesbitt will be there. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be there. Our state tax commissioner and a VIP guest on a Thursday night as well for the big dinner. I'll be emceeing that event, so I look forward to that as well and meeting lots of folks. So check it out. Really, if you're having trouble collecting royalty payments, if you're wondering what your royalties are worth, if you want to protect the blessings for future generations, if you want to meet the biggest names in oil and gas in North Dakota, know what the future holds, you want to be there. But space is limited, so get your spot. And it's a great deal if you're a member, and only a few bucks extra if you're not. 800-558-0557 is the number. Or go to narrow-us.org. Narrow-us.org. National Association of Royalty Owners is the North Dakota chapter. June 25th, 26th, in line out. Again, the number 800-558-0557 for tickets. Congressman Kevin Kramer is here. Do we want to repeat that question from the break?
No, let's say this woman has a question.
Another question. Okay, yeah, very good. Very good. And Dan, we haven't forgotten you on the line as well, but we're deferring to folks here in person with us for the Coffee with Kramer event. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Patty Shutt, and my farm is straight north of Mapleton, which would be east of us.
Yes,
right now.
I know.
I'm concerned about the proposed Fargo diversion.
Sure.
And what it will do to my farm community, not just a few farms here and there, and what it will do. And everyone knows that it's not just for flood control, it's marking out space for Fargo's future development.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you anticipate the federal government paying for
sure.
the diversion,
sure.
Among other things, mm-hmm. and then why is Fargo building a new clubhouse and other development at the Oxbow Country Club?
Okay, so there's a lot in that question, and I'll do my best. So with regard to concern for the when you said farming community, I think what you're talking about was just farming in general in the Red River Valley, the people that would be affected, not just you and your neighbors, but throughout the valley. And I'm concerned about that as well. As people around here probably know, I grew up in Kindred. My mom still lives in Kindred, and I still have a brother and his family there. And so I'm very cognizant of its impact on agriculture. And I'm also cognizant of the fact that the Diversion Authority has worked very closely with a lot of farmers, not to everybody's 100% satisfaction, but I think that they've done a lot, frankly, to ensure as much protection as is possible, and that the land, that even after the diversion is built, and perhaps even after a flooding event, that the land would still be available for agriculture. That's still the prime purpose, prime use of land in these parts. At the same time, realizing that Fargo is a major city. Fargo, obviously a lot of people live in Fargo, work in Fargo, go to school in Fargo, and that permanent flood protection is an important part of the future of Fargo. And yes, for Fargo's growth as well as maintaining safety and security for the residents of Fargo. So, you know, I've been one that has cautioned against fast decisions, abrupt decisions, and then tried to encourage, and I think a lot of people have encouraged a lot of debate and discussion, and again, not to everybody's 100% satisfaction, but at least to try and alleviate as many of the problems as possible. So to get to your point about why is this so much of this about Fargo? It's because there's a lot of people there that, you know, that whose lives and property require permanent protection. Plus the cost. You ask what the cost. Will the federal government pay for some of this? Yes, the federal government will pay for a lot of this, although I don't think there's another project like it in the country where as much has been already paid by the citizens of the communities that are involved. And by that I mean both the state of North Dakota and the communities of Fargo, as well as Moorhead, West Fargo, Cass County. They have done a lot to provide security for their communities in the early stages of development as well as preparation. The unique thing about this project that I think gives it that's greatly improved its chances of more federal financial participation going forward is the use of what's commonly called now P3, that is the public-private partnership, or the opportunity for non-federal dollars to be used in some creative financing ways. This was a very deliberate part of the legislation that that authorized the diversion. It's called the WRDA, or Water Resources Reform and Development Act.
Don't you love Washington?
I know.
I love the acronyms.
Here's what I love is the fact that I could remember all five of those words, because because most people in Washington can't, I will tell you. They know all the acronyms. They don't know what they mean. But anyway, so the Water Resource Development Act authorized more creative financing. And the thing that it's that's done for Fargo, and throughout the debate, I thought Fargo's going to be perfect for this, is that it brought the cost down by allowing separation. We're going to go to a commercial break, huh, Scott? And then I'll keep answering your question after the break.
All right, sounds good. Others, welcome here at Carrie's Kitchen in Castleton today for a live talk radio town hall, and more welcome on the air at 800-228-0550. Give us a call.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.